Good morning, thoughtful souls. Welcome back to Mindful Mornings, your daily dose of ancient wisdom for modern living. Today, we're embarking on a journey into the heart of Stoicism. As we navigate the complexities of our lives, it's essential to anchor our days with purpose and peace. That's why we're delving into a Stoic's guide to morning routines. Stoicism, the philosophy born in ancient Greece and later practiced in Rome, isn't just about enduring hardship, it's about thriving in the midst of it. It teaches us resilience, focus, and the art of living well. Each morning presents us with a fresh canvas, and how we choose to paint it can transform our entire day. Imagine starting each day aligned with a philosophy that has empowered minds for centuries. Today we explore 10 simple yet profound practices to infuse your mornings with tranquility and intention. Whether you're a seasoned Stoic or just beginning to explore this timeless wisdom, these steps are designed to elevate your daily experience. So, let's dive into these practices together and set the stage for a day lived with purpose, gratitude, and calm. Are you ready? Let's begin. 1. Wake up with gratitude. Let's start our journey with the first and perhaps the most transformative practice, waking up with gratitude. The Stoics weren't just about stern resilience, they deeply appreciated the beauty of existence. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and a Stoic philosopher, once wrote, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." Imagine opening your eyes each day and, before anything else, taking a moment to feel grateful. Gratitude grounds us, reminding us of the richness of our existence, even in its simplest form. But how do we practice this? It's quite simple, yet profoundly impactful. As soon as you wake up, before you reach for your phone, or even get out of bed, close your eyes for a moment. Take a deep breath. Let your first thoughts be ones of gratitude. Think of three things you are grateful for. It could be the comfort of your bed, the promise of a new day, or a loved one's smile. So tomorrow, when you wake up, give yourself this gift of gratitude. It's a simple step. But as the Stoics believed, the way we start our day sets the course for how we live it. Now let's move on to our second practice, which takes this morning gratitude to a deeper level of self-awareness. 2. Reflect on your mortality. Now that we've anchored ourselves in gratitude, let's explore the second Stoic practice, reflecting on our mortality. It might sound intense, but bear with me. Seneca once said, "He who has learned how to die has unlearned how to be a slave." The Stoics believed that by acknowledging the inevitability of our own mortality, we can truly learn how to live. Why is this important? Well, when we realize that our time on this earth is limited, it shifts our perspective. It helps us discern what truly matters, compelling us to live authentically and purposefully. So, how do we incorporate this into our morning routine? It's quite simple. As you take those first waking moments, allow your mind to gently acknowledge the transient nature of life. Consider the brevity of existence, not in a morbid way, but as a profound reminder to cherish each moment. You might ask yourself, if today were my last day, would I be content with how I've lived? This reflection isn't meant to induce fear, but to inspire intentionality. Consider having a visual cue, a symbol of time, like an hourglass on your bedside table. As you wake up, let it remind you that time is fleeting, urging you to make the most of the day ahead. 3. Practice mindfulness. Welcome back, mindful souls. Now that we've embraced gratitude and reflected on our mortality, let's explore the third Stoic practice, mindfulness. The Stoics believed in the power of self-awareness, being present in each moment without judgment, and this is where mindfulness comes in. Mindfulness is about cultivating an awareness of our thoughts and emotions, observing them without being swept away. As Seneca wisely stated, true happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future. So, how can we infuse mindfulness into our mornings? Begin by finding a quiet space. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Let go of any tension, any worries about the day ahead. Focus on the sensation of your breath, the rise and fall of your chest. As you inhale, let gratitude fill your being. As you exhale, release any tension. This simple practice grounds you in the present moment. Now that we've centered ourselves with mindfulness, let's move on to the fourth stoic practice, setting intentions for the day, a powerful step toward living with purpose and direction. 4. Set intentions for the day. Welcome back, purpose-driven seekers. Now that we've grounded ourselves in mindfulness, let's dive into the fourth stoic practice, setting intentions for the day. The Stoics believed in the importance of purposeful living, and this practice aligns perfectly with that philosophy. Setting intentions means defining the goals and values that will guide your actions throughout the day. It's not just about a to-do list, it's about aligning your actions with your principles. Start by taking a moment to reflect on your overarching goals, both short-term and long-term. What are the values you want to embody today? What tasks align with your larger aspirations? Write these intentions down. It could be as simple as practice patience, prioritize meaningful connections, or focus on learning. Having a tangible reminder sets the tone for a purposeful day. As you move through your day, revisit these intentions. When faced with decisions or challenges, ask yourself if your actions align with your set intentions. This practice provides clarity and ensures that your day is not just busy, but meaningful. Remember, it's not about accomplishing everything, it's about aligning your actions with your values. In the words of Seneca, it's not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste much of it. Now that we've set our intentions for the day, let's explore the fifth stoic practice, embracing challenges, a crucial step in cultivating resilience and growth. 5. Embrace challenges. Moving forward on our stoic path, let's discuss the fifth essential practice, embracing challenges. The Stoics didn't just tolerate adversity, they welcomed it as an opportunity for growth. Marcus Aurelius famously said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Every morning, acknowledge that challenges are not obstacles, but chances to practice virtues like patience, courage, and resilience. Begin each day by reminding yourself that you will encounter challenges. Instead of viewing them with dread, see them as opportunities to strengthen your character. Ask yourself, "What can this challenge teach me?" When you encounter difficulties, take a moment to pause. Reflect on the Stoic virtues and consider how you can apply them. Maybe it's a chance to practice patience in a traffic jam or show empathy in a difficult conversation. Consider keeping a small object like this stone in your pocket as a physical reminder. When you face a challenge, touch the stone and remember your commitment to embracing difficulties as pathways to growth. 6. Nurture self-discipline. As we continue our Stoic journey, we arrive at the sixth vital practice, nurturing self-discipline. The Stoics didn't just preach self-control as a virtue, they practiced it as a daily commitment. Epictetus, a great Stoic teacher, advised, "No great thing is created suddenly." This reminds us that self-discipline is a skill honed over time through consistent practice. Self-discipline starts with small daily habits. It's about making choices that align with your core values, not fleeting desires. Each morning, identify a habit you're working to improve or establish. It could be something as simple as drinking a glass of water first thing, reading for 20 minutes, or exercising. The key is consistency. Track your progress. Seeing a chain of successful days can be incredibly motivating. And remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Each day you adhere to your discipline, you strengthen your willpower, just like a muscle. As you grow in self-discipline, you'll find that you have more control over your choices, your time, and ultimately, your life. The journey towards mastering oneself is lifelong, but each step brings you closer to the person you aspire to be. 7. Cultivate wisdom. As we journey further into our Stoic morning practices, we arrive at the seventh key element, cultivating wisdom. The Stoics regarded wisdom not just as knowledge, but as the practical application of that knowledge in our daily lives. Marcus Aurelius once stated, "The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injustice." Cultivating wisdom starts with a commitment to lifelong learning and introspection. It involves not only accumulating knowledge, but also understanding and applying it in a way that improves our lives and the lives of others around us. Begin each day with a moment of learning. It could be reading a passage from a Stoic philosopher, listening to a thought-provoking podcast, or even reflecting on a personal experience. The goal is to ignite your mind and stimulate thoughtful reflection. By dedicating time each morning to cultivate wisdom, you build a reservoir of knowledge and insight that informs your decisions and actions throughout the day. It's a practice that enriches your life and allows you to navigate the world with more clarity, compassion, and understanding. 8. Practice generosity. Now, let's immerse ourselves in the 8th Stoic practice, practicing generosity. The Stoics believed that true joy comes not just from what we receive, but from what we give. Seneca captured this beautifully, saying, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future." Generosity in the Stoic sense isn't just about material wealth. It's about sharing our time, attention, and compassion. It's the recognition that we are all interconnected and our actions have a ripple effect on the well-being of others. Each morning, consider a simple act of generosity. It could be sending a kind message to a friend, helping a colleague, or even just offering a smile to a stranger. These small gestures create a positive energy that resonates throughout your day. Reflect on the Stoic idea that our true wealth lies in our character and relationships. As you practice generosity, you contribute to the well-being of the community around you, fostering a sense of connection and shared humanity. 9. Reflect on your reactions. As we continue our journey into Stoic morning practices, let's delve into the 9th essential element, reflecting on your reactions. The Stoics believed that true mastery lies not in controlling external events, but in managing our internal responses. Epictetus wisely said, "We cannot choose our external circumstances, but we can always choose how we respond." This practice is about developing self-awareness, the ability to observe your thoughts and emotions without being consumed by them. It's the cornerstone of emotional intelligence and resilience. Each morning, take a few moments to reflect on your typical reactions. Consider situations that often trigger stress or frustration. Ask yourself, how have I reacted in the past, and how would I like to respond differently today? By cultivating this daily practice, you're not suppressing emotions, but developing a healthy distance from them. You become an observer of your own mind, which empowers you to navigate life's challenges with grace and wisdom. Prepare for the next day with a reassuring and optimistic tone. As we approach the conclusion of our Stoic morning journey, let's explore the 10th practice, preparing for the next day. The Stoics believed that a well-prepared morning lays the foundation for a purposeful day. Seneca aptly expressed this sentiment: "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future." Preparing for the next day isn't about worrying or over-planning. It's about closing the current day with gratitude and ensuring a smooth start for tomorrow. It's a practice that promotes mindfulness and intentionality in your daily life. Before you go to bed each night, take a moment to reflect on the day that has passed. Acknowledge the achievements, big or small, and express gratitude for the experiences and lessons learned. This practice instills a positive mindset and a sense of accomplishment. As you wind down, create a bedtime ritual that signals to your body and mind that it's time to rest. Whether it's reading a book, practicing gentle stretching, or simply enjoying a cup of herbal tea, this routine prepares you for a restful sleep. By embracing the practice of preparing for the next day, you cultivate a sense of closure and create a bridge between your evenings and mornings. It's a continuous cycle that promotes balance, mindfulness, and a purposeful approach to each day. And there you have it, 10 Stoic practices to weave into your morning routine. Thank you, mindful souls, for joining me on this journey through Stoic morning practices. I hope you found inspiration and practical wisdom to infuse into your daily routine. Remember, the beauty of these practices lies not just in the philosophy, but in the transformative impact they can have on your life. As you embark on your mornings with gratitude, reflection, and intentionality, may you discover a deeper connection with yourself and the world around you. The Stoics remind us that every morning is a canvas waiting for us to paint it with purpose and virtue. If you found value in this journey, consider sharing it with others who might benefit. Let's create a community dedicated to mindful living and the pursuit of wisdom. As we close this chapter, I invite you to subscribe, like, and hit the notification bell for more content that nourishes the mind and soul. Let's continue supporting each other on this journey of intentional living. Until our paths cross again, may your mornings be filled with gratitude, your days with purpose, and your nights with peaceful reflection. Good morning, good day, and good night.